Hello, everybody. I'm Bona.
And I'm Joel.
And welcome back to Mediocre Mind.
Woo!
Yeah, so today, before we get started with the actual episode, we just wanted to let everyone know that by popular request...
And by me.
By Joel and, like, two other people.
Really? Two other people?
Yeah, no, two other people.
Dude!
Yeah, in real life.
Oh,
people
yeah,
I know
yeah.
in real life.
Not imaginary people?
No.
Yeah, okay.
I have made an email,
ooh.
So listeners can now submit questions, comments, mm-hmm. suggestions for future episodes
yep.
To this email. So if y'all just want to write this down, no, I'm just kidding, no one's going to write this down. But the email is mediocreminds@gmail.com.
How original.
I was going to do mediocreminds@gmail.com, but it was taken.
Really?
Yep.
Who?
I don't know.
Tell me who these people
okay,
are.
Okay, I don't know. I don't work for Google.
That's okay.
But anyways, so yeah, if you wanted to contribute,
yep.
it'd be amazing
yep.
to actually interact with our yeah. listeners.
Have like a little segment, like Q&A with Bull.
Oh gosh.
Sorry.
Yeah, pretty much. And of course, everything will remain anonymous.
Yep.
We won't.
Don't use your real name. Don't give us your social security number. Don't give us your credit card number.
Okay, no, but I'm talking about just the fact that we would have their emails.
Oh, okay.
Like, we would not distribute that information. We
yeah.
won't say anything to
not
people
jerks.
In real life or anything like
we
that.
We won't sign you up for fake phishing scam emails.
Okay? We won't mention it to you in real life either.
Yep.
You know, if we actually know you, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's completely confidential and it's just, honestly, it's just for fun.
Yeah.
And feel free to ask any questions you like. And as long as they're not too personal or too inappropriate, we will do our best to answer them. All right. So, I thought for today's episode, we could kind of take a stroll down memory lane
yeah.
and sort of do sort of like a Throwback Thursday, because
yep.
I know that...
I love Instagram.
That is a hashtag that is still holding strong
yeah.
after so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it will become like a semi-regular thing where we can periodically do some throwbacks.
Mm-hmm.
But today, I thought we could just kind of focus in on those cringe-worthy times in our lives.
Aye.
The times where you look back and you're literally dying
like,
inside.
Why? Like, why was I like this?
Yeah, or you just regret
everything.
Yep. yep.
Regret my existence.
Yeah, or at that moment, you just sunk to the lowest point.
Yep.
In your self-confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually made a really long list.
Gosh.
And I managed to narrow it down to what I think are my top three.
Okay, nice.
In my life thus far.
Yeah, nice.
But it was really hard. I have a list of like 20 you can see in
yep.
front of me right here.
I mean, when she says you can see, she's talking about me because I can see the list and it is quite extensive, audience.
Yeah.
It's a sight to behold.
What can I say? I'm an embarrassing human being.
It's okay. So am I. It's okay.
Yeah. Anyways.
And we're together. Yikes. Thanks, God.
Oh, gosh. So do you want to start us off or do you want me to start off? The embarrassment.
Oh, yeah, I can start for sure. Like,
okay.
As soon as you said that we should talk about this, there was only one moment that comes to mind.
Oh, really? I'm curious. Okay.
It has to be in organic chemistry. Second year of post-secondary at Medicine Hat College.
Oh, this is recent.
Yeah.
Dang.
Like 4 years ago.
Okay.
No. 4.5 years ago, around there. Yeah.
That's really... Okay, so my top three are all when I was in junior high.
Oh. Okay.
Or younger.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm a little less embarrassed now because
yeah.
yours is more recent.
Oh, well, okay. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's like, okay. Now, I will preface this that, okay, never mind. You don't forget it. I'm just going to go straight into it. In organic chemistry, I'm just sitting down. We're just waiting for the professor to get ready and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just drinking my water. All right. Now, me and my friends, we all said that there was one girl in that organic chemistry class that was so cute. And we're like, oh
who
my
dis?
God.
No, just kidding. I don't
Can
care.
Can you chill?
I'm kidding.
Literally
Continue.
Didn't even know you. Okay. Love you. So, and we're like, oh my gosh, she's so cute. La, la, la. And now anyways, so I'm just drinking my water. And now I typically don't try to look her way because it just distracts me so much that
oh
she is
gosh.
So cute. And I'm just like, nope, I'm just going to, for this whole semester, I'm never going to make eye contact with this girl. I'm never going to look this girl's way. And I'm just going to try to stay away from her as much as possible because it's far too intimidating to have somebody that cute to be in my vicinity. I made a fatal mistake this day then. So I'm just drinking my water. I'm just like I take the water bottle and I just tilt it up, right? Because that's how you take a swig of water, right? Yep. Now I do that. And so I'm just like checking around. It's like this, as you do, just look around for no reason because you're just bored. So I look around and then I look at the cute girl's way and she looks straight at me and we make eye contact.
Oh no.
And I'm like, oh frick. And I just don't know what to do. And I end up just like, I keep lifting the bottle of water to keep drinking, except I forget to put it down when I'm done drinking. So the water starts going past my face and like onto my cheek and neck. And then
so
I'm
you
like,
just like spilled water everywhere.
Yeah, I just spilled water. And so I'm like, and this is while I'm making eye contact with her. So like, oh, no. This is happening. And like, so when I realize what's happening, I just like quickly look away and just like put the water bottle down. I just like start wiping my face. And never again did I look her way that entire year.
Did she acknowledge?
I hope not. I don't.
So you didn't even look back for a second look?
No.
She could have been laughing at you or like smiling at you.
No, forget it.
Whatever.
No.
Okay.
Whatever it was, it doesn't matter now because I never looked that girl's way ever again. And I was very careful drinking my water ever since. So I will never disclose the name of this girl because she may remember or she won't remember. But I definitely do. So,
Poor Joel.
Never again.
Gosh, that's really sad.
It is sad because she was really cute.
Aw, well.
So embarrassing.
The thing is, you said you wanted to, like, avoid her and
that's
stuff.
True.
So you never thought, oh, maybe I should go up and talk
to
her? No?
No.
No?
Heck no.
Okay.
No way, dude. Yeah.
This was before the Confident Joel times.
Yeah. Okay. Before Confident Joel? Where is this Confident Joel?
Oh, I don't
know. Who is this person you speak of?
Okay.
Anyways.
It's okay. No, honestly, I think I have a story that rivals that story.
Oh, my gosh.
So this was when I was in junior high.
Oh, okay.
And so when I was in junior high, my second sister, Louise, who you guys all met in a previous episode.
Shout out.
She was in elementary school,
mm-hmm.
and my junior high was just across the field from her elementary school. So every day after school, I would walk across that field, find her, and we would wait together.
Yeah.
Sort of at her school for my mom to pick us up.
As you do.
Yep. And then my mom is often late. Like, school ends at, like, 3:15.
Yeah.
She wouldn't come till, like, 3:40.
Oh, my.
3:45.
How would you pass the time? Oh, my gosh.
This is for a different episode, but I often talk to myself.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to get into that right now.
But, that's too much for this episode. But anyways, so it would take, I don't know, 20 to half an hour, usually 20 minutes to half an hour.
Shout out to your mom.
No, literally sometimes she comes super late and we're like, where were you? And she's like, I'm sorry, I fell asleep.
Bruh.
Anyways.
Yo, take that bus and throw your mom under it. Oh my gosh.
But anyway, so there's this one day where she was later than even her normal level of lateness.
Oh
like,
gosh.
It was almost 4 o'clock.
It was, like, late for her.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was getting really frustrated because I had things to do. Like, maybe I had an assignment or something.
junior high. I have things to do,
okay,
mother.
Okay, you know what? Shut your mouth. Anyways. So I was just basically on the lookout for any car that looked remotely like our car and any Asian woman that looked remotely like my
That's
mom.
So funny.
And then this car comes, and by this point, there's almost no one in the playground area anymore, right? Because everybody's parents picks them up at a reasonable time.
As reasonable parents do.
Yeah. So this car pulls up, and first of all, I don't know why I'm so stupid. The car looks nothing like our car.
Yikes.
And the woman inside looks nothing like my mother.
But?
But she looks at me, or at least I think she looks at me, and she waves.
Holy.
And in my mind.
That's enough.
Well, I would be so easy to kidnap.
Oh my gosh.
No, but see, the thing is, at this point, my mind is just so like ready to get out of there that it immediately I come to the conclusion that, oh, my mom must have been held up. That's why she's so late.
Uh-huh.
So she must have called somebody else to come pick me and my sister up.
Oh, okay.
And this is the woman she called.
The woman.
And I'm sure it's just some auntie from church or something, you know, like someone that I will recognize once I get closer.
Yeah.
So I saw her wave.
Yeah.
And I was like, Hells yes, finally. So I grabbed my trumpet. I was playing trumpet in junior high.
Oh dear.
And I have my backpack and my lunch bag.
Oh my
gosh. So trumpet in one hand, lunch bag in the other hand, and I like toddle over there as fast as I can. And I'm running, and she stops the car like on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And I run over, I open the back seat, I put my trumpet in, and I sit down.
Yikes.
And then she turns over to me and is like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm here to pick up my daughter." And I was like, "Oh no, no, please, no." And then I just numbly was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." And I just gathered my belongings and quickly left. And oh, I left the vehicle, and Louise was like right behind me. Like she followed me.
Yeah.
And only after the fact did she tell me her side of the events, which was the driver of that car was the mother of her friend.
Oh.
And she was waiting with her friend.
Yeah.
And so when the car came, her friend was like, "Oh, there's my mom. See you." Yeah. And then Louise was like, "Okay, bye." And then she looks over and she's like, "Why is Bona running towards that car too?" So then Louise kind of followed me.
Oh,
and then
my.
Her friend was like, "Why is your sister running towards my mom's car?"
That's
and then
so
bizarre. So they saw everything. They saw me get in and sit down, and they saw me leave. With my tail between my legs.
Yikes.
And then I find out afterwards that her friend is my classmate's younger sister. Oh my
Yikes.
Gosh.
Yikes.
So I know that person too. So yeah.
It's okay, babe. It happens.
Literally the most embarrassing moment of my life.
That would be very
bizarre. To this day,
that would,
every time I think about that time.
You could have got kidnapped.
Well, not just, no, just pure shame.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, absolute
you have to,
mortification.
You enter the car, and then you have to realize that you have to leave the car.
Well, the thing is, I actually sat down.
Yeah.
Like, I was prepared to leave in that vehicle.
Sit down, look out the window, and just wait to be driven home.
Oh, gosh. No, to this day, I cringe. Oh, my
That's
goodness.
So bad.
So sad.
Yikes.
Anyways. Okay, back to you, Joel. Well, please.
We can't just like let that wallow in for a little bit.
Well, the thing is, nothing can top that. So
that's
it's
true.
Just,
yeah. Gosh, if you were my daughter, I'd just be like, never, ever do that again.
Never get into a stranger's car, you fool.
Yeah. Also, no, don't do it so willingly and like happily. It's like, what the crap?
Yeah, like I said, I'd be very easily kidnapped.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
At least you didn't get kidnapped. Yeah.
Yeah.
And at least you didn't get social services called on you. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Segue.
What?
So now another awkward / cringe moment. Now, this isn't like really cringe on me or like awkward for me, but it was very bad for my mother.
Oh no.
So yeah, remember like, back when I was a younger child, I want to say I was like 6 or 7.
Okay, so elementary.
And, yeah, super, okay. Super elementary.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that means. I think one day I was just like really bored. And now my mom has a different reason behind why I did this. But I was just super bored one day.
Uh-huh.
And so I just felt like, oh, it'd be really fun to call the police.
What the heck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I was 6 and 7.
Okay, yeah, but not every 6 and 7 year old is like, I'm bored, let's call the police.
Yeah, but have you seen like Home Alone? Which is actually what my mom thought. But anyways.
Oh, okay.
So I call the police and I call 911. I'm just like, oh, what would be a fun thing to like say or something?
Wow.
And so I said, oh, my neighbor's house is on fire.
What?
Yeah.
So you just straight up lied?
Yeah, I don't know why I did that.
Gosh.
I think I was just really bored, so I said, yeah, my neighbor's house is on fire. I better come and put it out. And
wow.
There, yeah, and
if
then,
I was your mom, you would not be here today.
Yeah, guess what? I'm still here. Thanks, Mom. So I do that, and I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm going to see, like, see
I'm
them.
I'm so cool.
Shh. Let me finish the story.
Sorry.
And so I was like, oh, yeah, the police are going to come. It's going to be, like, a bit commotional. It'll be, like, super fun. Finally not be bored.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, like, however, I made the fatal mistake as a 6 and 7 year old. I gave them my real name and my phone number and my real address so they could trace everything back to me once they realized it was a fake prank call. But anyways.
Oh,
Anyways, gosh. So like that happens and I'm just like, oh, wait a minute. So after I call them, I realize what a mistake this was. So I hide in my mom and dad's closet for like the rest of the day. And then and then later on, it turns out the police actually did come. And yeah, and so what happened was that...
So they came to your house.
Well, they came to the neighbor's house. I'm like, oh, nothing's happening at all. Nothing is bad happening at all.
Okay, yeah.
And so then when they see that happen, then they have to like contact my mom and dad.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, so, like, your son called the police about a fire and etc. And then my mom and dad have to explain it away, I guess, like, somehow.
Mm.
And then it was only after, like, the fact, like, I was told this side of the story, like, this Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah. So like, wow. I didn't know this for a long time.
Uh-huh.
But my mom and dad just like, when I was younger, they were just like, oh, you know, don't do that again, please.
Wow, they were so understanding. Yeah. I would be like, come over here so I can strip you raw.
Good thing you're not my mom. Yeah. Holy. But they did not punish me, at least to my recollection.
He's repressed memories.
Can you not?
I'm kidding.
Can you not, babe?
I'm kidding.
But yeah, it's okay. And then only at this Christmas, my mom would bring it up again. And she's like, yeah, like that was actually like super scary for us. Because
of course.
Yeah. Because now, again, social services do not come after me. Because guess what? I'm an adult now. Tough luck. So when we were younger, because we were in an immigrant family and my mom and dad were only here on like a visa in the beginning to get out of Hong Kong,
uh-huh.
They had to work a lot of the day.
Yeah.
So my brother and I would typically be home by ourselves while my mom and dad worked at the restaurant.
Right.
And social services, I think like there's like something in like Canada or whatever. It says you can't leave the children by themselves for an extended period of time.
Oh, right. And you and your brother were both underage.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And so because of that, like, my mom, you know, that they were at work. And because I called, like, the cops, they found out that I was by myself, like, alone. Yeah, but my mom had to play it off. And I think, like, eventually it was okay.
Okay.
But thankfully, social services did not take me away. My mom is still my mom.
Oh, good!
But, yeah, and so my mom's like, yeah, guess what? You could have been taken away by social services, you idiot. Yeah, and I'm like, sorry, mother. After,
wow.
like, 18 years, sorry, mom. So, yeah.
See, this is why the prospect of being a parent just seems too daunting.
Yeah.
Like, having to deal with this crap? Oh, my gosh.
Okay, now, granted, I was just... My mom says she thinks I did it because I watched Home Alone. And I was inspired by that to, like, do other crazy stuff as a kid.
Like, call the police.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, that was terrible for my mom. And I thought it was fine.
That's really funny. But, yeah, I feel... So, looking back, you're like, oh, gosh, why?
Yeah. If I was, like... If I was me now, watching my six-year-old self do that, I'd just be like, you are literally the stupidest child on Earth right now. You need to just lock yourself in a room and protect other people around you from your own actions, you idiots. So,
Aww, that's Yikes. Okay. That's Yikes. Really funny, though.
Never
I mean,
again.
At least you were cute.
I mean, was I, though? You don't know that.
So you didn't actually see the police?
No.
Oh, you were still in the closet.
Yep, I was hiding
wow,
most of that
Wow, you were
day.
In the closet the whole
hiding
time.
Hiding most of that day, yes.
Aww.
Yep.
Dang. Well, I guess you punished yourself in a sense, right? You.
Yeah, it's okay.
Right, you locked yourself away for a timeout.
Yeah. Although, like, the thing is, like, my mom probably punished me by, like, my mom, now, this is, like, a sort of a segue. Mm. If you are an immigrant family, you will know this life. But, my mom, one of the things that my mom would do is that she would make me go to the washroom in the dark, and she would have me hold my earlobes with my two hands and, like, drag them down to, like, cause, like, some sort of, like, self-pain. And she's like, you do this until I tell you to come out. And sometimes it'd be a long time, which is probably why my earlobes are so large now.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, my parents didn't really do that. They kind of just... My mom would do the whole drag me into the dark bathroom thing.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But she didn't make me, like, drag my earlobes or
anything. Oh, yeah? She just put you in there?
She would just put me in there and I would crying.
My mom was a little bit more creative. Also, okay, another segue, but like one time I was in the washroom doing that, but I was so angry that my mom was punishing me. So I started like, there was like a fur cover on the toilet seat. And I started picking away at it because I was just so angry at my mom. And then when she opened the door, she saw that like I did that. She got even more mad at me. Let's just say it was not a good time for Joel after that. So, But it's okay. Love you, Mom.
Funny. Yeah, I mean, you know, kids will be kids. It is what it is. Sometimes you have to be disciplined, right?
Yeah, what's your next one?
Okay. So I guess these next two are kind of similar in level of embarrassment.
Okay.
Actually, I guess... Okay, yeah, no, they're probably similar because they're both public.
Hmm.
They're very public events.
Yeah.
So the first one was, so my sister and I, for a period of time, we took voice lessons.
Oh, okay.
Just as a pair.
Yeah.
And then I just casually mentioned it to a couple people at church one time.
Mistake number one.
Yeah, and then it was suddenly, you guys should sing at church. And Louise and I were like, it's okay. Like, you know, we're not very good. But then, for some reason, our pastor heard.
Yeah.
And he just was like, yeah, oh my gosh, you guys, gosh. Like, you should give a special presentation
on
this Sunday. You can pick a song.
We'll have instrumentals
to go with you. And Louise and I were just like, but no, why?
You got jumped.
Do we have to? But then, I guess neither of us.
Said no, well, flat
like,
out.
Yeah, like neither of us adamantly was against it. So then it just was like, well, this is happening.
Mistake number two.
But anyway, so this happened maybe like a month or two before the actual date.
Oh, okay. So not like, it wasn't like a Friday thing. And then they were like, yeah, please do it this Sunday.
No, yeah. So if it was that, we would have said no for sure.
Yeah.
But I think because it was so far in the future, we were kind of like, oh no, like, eh. But it wasn't like an urgent matter. So anyways, we were like, oh my gosh, okay, well, this is happening. Let's just practice really hard.
And, oh my gosh.
Like, try our best. And so we picked a song.
Bro.
And then...
Do you remember what song it was?
Yeah, In Christ Alone.
Nice.
Which is a good song, but now every time I hear that song, I'm like triggered. No, stop. I get triggered every time I hear that song now.
That's funny.
But anyways,
sorry, God.
Yeah, oh gosh. So anyway, so the Sunday comes.
Yeah.
And Louise and I are just regretting everything.
Oh my gosh.
And I know it's kind of like, okay, well, you know what? This is, you know, an act of worship for God.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about how good you are or what other people think and stuff.
Mm.
And I'm like, yes, to some extent, but I'm still terrified. But also, I'm not by any means good or a professional or even confident at all. So this is just very like, no. Oh,
so she's basically like Steve Carell from The Office.
Yeah.
No, no, oh God, no.
Yeah, basically. But the thing is, we had to do it. It's too late now.
Yep.
So we just went up there.
Oh,
and we did it, and it was just really embarrassing. And
yikes.
I looked down at the sheet music the entire time, did not make eye contact with anybody in the audience, went up there, sang our piece, went down, buried our heads in the sand.
Lol.
No, did not mention it ever again. Nobody has ever mentioned it.
Good.
And
probably for the best.
Yeah. So I mean, everybody was really supportive and really nice.
Yep.
And like, I'm sure we weren't terrible, but it was just, that was just...
How old were you, by the way?
I honestly don't remember.
Yikes.
I think I was, like, I was an adult, I think. I was over 18.
You were over 18 when this happened?
Yeah.
Holy.
Okay, no, but the thing is, it was just so outside my comfort zone. That was like the first time I ever sang in public. You have to understand.
Yeah.
And it was in front of a mic.
Yikes.
It was in front of people I knew and respected.
Yikes.
You know, so I was just like, oh no, gosh, this is not just like a casual karaoke night, okay?
Yeah, you should never do that again.
Yeah,
never again. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was bad times.
Yikes.
And then,
I'm sorry you had to go through that, babe.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I just cringe slightly every time I relive that moment.
Hmm.
But it's all good.
Well, I'm so sorry you have to go through that. But I'm sure you have a beautiful voice. I've actually, you know what? I've actually never heard you like sing for real. I think like whenever we sing during worship, you just get drowned out by the music. I can't hear.
Well, yeah, that's fine. That's the way it should be. No, but I think you have a pretty good singing voice.
No,
I've heard you
sing
before because
it
your isn't. Voice is
no.
so bellowing
no.
that it rises no. above all the instrumentals.
Because no. the more you say this, the more people are going to ask me to sing. So no, the answer is
listeners.
No, shut the crap up. I'm gonna edit this out if you keep going.
Okay, fine.
Gosh.
But I'm just saying.
No. No.
You have a
no.
lovely voice.
Stop. No.
Okay.
Also, like, all you people who listen to the podcast and say, oh my gosh, Joel has such a good voice. Number one, thanks. Number two, you're wrong. Because, like, honestly, when I hear my recorded voice, it is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
Because,
like, it doesn't sound like anything.
Okay, but that's everybody to their own voice. Except Katharina. She was like, oh, I sound so nice. I was like, wow, okay.
It's okay. That's a very Katharina thing to say. It's okay. Shout out to you. Hey, you roasted me last time. This is your payback, Katharina. But anyways. But no, it's just like, I don't know. I think the voice I hear right now is way different. It's actually, I feel like the voice I hear is, well, number one, less nasally, and number two, not as deep.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, no, I can tell you your real voice is quite deep.
Oops.
It's very distinctively deep in a very good way.
Thanks?
Yeah. It's okay. At least you're not shrill like me.
It's
I just sound so shrill over the speakers and
do
stuff.
You? Okay, the thing is, like, your recorded voice and the voice you're talking with right now sound exactly the same, and it's totally fine.
See, it's everybody has the same thing. Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah.
Anyways.
However, that does remind me, like, when I was younger, at our church, Medicine at Chinese Alliance Church, shout out to you, we would, every year with the kids, we would throw a Christmas play.
Oh, yeah.
And so, because I was part of the only youth there with my friends Lydia and Milton Wong and Peter and them, we would always have to participate against our wishes.
Oh.
And it's just like, we would play the three wise men, or like, I think I was like a
shepherd
one point.
Yeah.
Maybe I was like a narrator. And I'm just
classic.
Like, I don't want to do this in front of like adults. I just want to hang out with my friends and wait till the food comes out. I don't want to friggin' do a Christmas play.
Oh,
gosh.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know what? I actually liked participating in those.
What's wrong with you?
I mean, it's better than not doing anything.
I mean, I guess,
celebrate,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, now we just volunteer to do praise. And, like, I'll drum and let the guitars and stuff. And that's way better than, yeah, let me just act out the three wise men. Here's your golden myrrh, baby Jesus. Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, it's okay. Do you have any other embarrassing, awkward moments in your life?
None that are appropriate to share.
Oh gosh. Okay, let's leave that for never.
Yeah.
I think I just have one more.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So this happened again in junior high.
Man, junior high.
Junior high was just the best
the golden
time,
years.
But the worst time.
Oh my. All right, Charles Dickens.
So I was part of the debate club. In junior high? Yeah, I was one of those kids.
Oh my gosh.
And my debate partner and I, we actually had a lot of fun. We used debate
Do you want to give your debate partner a shout out?
Okay, shout out to my debate partner, Jesse.
Yeah.
Woo! Those are the good old days.
Oh dear.
But yeah, so we actually used debate as an excuse to hang out and go to each other's houses. So that was always nice.
You couldn't just hang out normally? You had to have an excuse?
Okay, I had a strict Asian mom.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah, say no more. Say no more.
Yeah.
Got you.
Anyways, so there's like debate tournaments that happen throughout the year. And the night before one of the debate tournaments, my mom was like, okay, I'll just give you a quick haircut. You know, just give you a quick trim.
Quick trim, she says.
And then I was like, okay, yeah, that's fine. And I had bangs at the time, so she was just gonna, you know, trim the rest of my hair and then give my bangs a quick trim too.
Mm-hmm.
She cuts them so they're not short or long. They're just kind of in the middle of my forehead,
yikes.
Kind of just like hovering.
Like a bowl cut style.
Yeah, like
yikes.
Above the eyebrows and just at like the most awkward, indecent length.
Yikes.
And I look
That's super not flattering.
Yeah, I look in the mirror and I'm just like, oh no, why? And no, I literally went to bed that night praying that I would pull a Harry Potter and my hair would just grow magically and it would be fine the next morning.
Yikes.
I wake up the next morning, nope. It still looks hideous, but I don't have a choice. So I have to, you know, get out of bed, yeah, put on my smart little debate outfit, and go to the debates, like, tournament site. And I get into the auditorium.
Oh, I want to quickly ask, did you ever at any point consider wearing a hat?
Okay, I don't think you're allowed to wear hats. I didn't consider any of that.
Dang.
I considered pinning it back. But that just looked even worse.
Yikes.
So I just was like, nope, okay. You know, flatten.
Oh my gosh.
So I walk into the auditorium and my debate partner, she, I don't even know if she remembers this.
Oh dear.
But she like sees me and she doesn't, like her reaction is just so plain on her face where she's just like, oh my gosh, like what happened to you?
What happened?
And she was just like, oh my gosh, Bona, your hair.
Lol.
And then I kind of just laughed it off because in my head I was dying.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's just not draw any more attention to the fact that I look like a troll hag. So she kind of just made a comment and I was just like, aha, yeah, like I got a haircut. Okay, anyways. And then we just went and did the debate
so
tournament.
Smooth.
But yeah, the whole day I just was like, no, my hair, why? This is terrible.
Yikes.
And it obviously takes like a couple months to grow back to a normal length.
Yeah.
But eventually I kind of just got used to looking ugly.
Yikes.
So that's fine. But yeah, that day was bad.
Did you ever at all consider going to a real hair salon and saying, hey, can you fix this?
No, because I was like 14,
bruh,
and didn't care that much, honestly. Like, I cringed when it happened and I cringe looking back, but it wasn't like I was to the point where I resented my mom or whatever, you know. Like, it was just kind of like, wow, this is really embarrassing. I even as a 14-year-old I can acknowledge how bad I look. And this is coming from a girl who used to wear matching jumpsuits with her younger sisters.
Yikes.
So
I do remember hearing that, lol.
Yeah, in that siblings episode.
Yeah. Dude, if that happened to me, I would just be literally like, Mom, what the actual F?
Yeah, so I have a pretty high tolerance for looking bad. So
it's a good thing you're so cute.
Aw, thanks. But yeah, anyways, I think that's enough embarrassing ourselves.
That last one was rough.
Online for a while here, but yeah, no, thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah,
I hope this was entertaining.
That was fun but also harrowing.
Yeah. If anybody wants to share awkward times that you've experienced, feel free to email us.
Yep.
Again, the email is mediocreminds@gmail.com.
yeah, and but send in questions too.
Yeah, and maybe if we kind of amass enough questions, we can address all of them in a future episode.
Yeah.
If nobody ever contacts us, you will never hear about this ever again, and we will just brush it under the rug and pretend it never happened.
Yeah, we'll retroactively edit out this part of the podcast.
Anyways, so yeah, thanks for listening. I hope everybody has an awesome Thursday.
Woo!
And this has been another episode of Mediocre Minds. Join us next time as we discuss some other funny / embarrassing
/ random
/ random topics.
Yep.
Bye.
See ya.